Bible, in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 17. The Bible say Elias was a man subject to the like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Verse 18, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. If you turn your Bible and put and pray with me tonight, and tell God, talk to us. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Señor, háblame en esta noche, oh Dios. Háblanos en este lugar, Señor. Que tu presencia, Señor, pueda descender a este lugar, mi Dios. Oh, hemos venido, Dios, queriendo escuchar. I want to listen from you, Lord. I want to hear from you, oh Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you may be seated. Hallelujah. I want to preach under this title, The Power of the Passion. The Power of the Passion. Passion is a very powerful emotion that God put in the human. I don't know about you what happened on you when you start to feel passion for something, to do something. But tonight, I want to tell you, I have passion for live for God, to do something for God. I don't know about you where you want to do it for God, but let me tell you, I want to worship Him, I want to pray Him, and I want to tell of this world outside, I have a passion for God. The Bible say Elias was a man subject to like passions. For sure, when Elias, he prayed to stop the heaven rain. He don't pray like, oh, Jesus, I want to you stop to rain. No, probably he pray with all he has in his heart because he has a passion. You know, probably in some time we don't want to pray, but we have to tell God where we feel. We have to tell God, oh, Jesus, I need you. Oh, Lord, help me. Because, you know, and sometime we have to desperately to tell God how we need it. Passion is a very powerful emotion. Before sin came into the world, passion was a pure emotion that God designed for human being. It was because of sin that this emotion completely pure changed its course in the opposite way. But tonight, we can express to God where is our passion for Him. And you know what? Where is when we start to tell God or show God where is our passion? It's when we start to pray. It's when we start to say, oh God, I need you. Oh God, help me. Oh God, I need you more than ever. But in some time, we forgot about passion of God. Passion has two channels. Passion for sinful desires. Passion for magnifying the kingdom of God. Passion is an intense desire for something. Passion is a strong and barely controllable emotions. I don't know where's your passion for do something.
But my passion is to tell this world outside is one king, is a Lord looking to try to save this world. Jesus is trying to save this world. But if your passion is tired to death, we can save the people. We can give these people.
The prophet Elias had passion toward prayer. He was able to touch God in prayer. That's happen when we have a passion. Can you imagine when you start praying, when you start worship God, you can feel that presence. You can feel the Holy Ghost and you can say, oh God, thank you. And that give you more emotion. That give you more passion. If you know that the Bible says that he prayed with desire for no rain and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Can you imagine where we can do it if we got passion for God? But in some time, we don't feel we have to do it. But let me tell you, when you start feel to lose that passion for God, you have to start to moving. You have to start to see where you need to do it. But let me say this, if you only stay in that pew, sit down, to don't do nothing, nothing is happening, because the passion is something happen on you when you start to do something, when you start to moving, when you start to pray, when you start to looking for God. That's when you start to feel passion. If you don't have a passion, you have nothing. You are dead. Passion take you out of the routine. Passion make you what you want. Passion make your dreams. Passion make you out of your comfort zone. And sometimes I don't want to pray, but let me say this. I got and I'm start to pray and I start to feel, hey, I have to do more because I don't want to lose my passion for God. I don't want to lose the God put in my heart. I don't want to lose where God gave me. And you know what? Something impact on our sons and our kids is when they saw how we pray. But if we pray, oh, thank you, Jesus, for everything you do it. For sure, my son, when he saw me, I'm dancing. For sure, he saw something in me. He wants to do it. But if we don't have a passion, we don't change this word. We can't get these people out. If you are without passion, you are without desire to do something. If you lose passion, you lose everything. That is why there are defeated people, spiritual and anemic people. People who don't praise, don't pray, don't fasting, don't come to church, and doesn't get involved around church. It's amazing when we lose passion. When we lose passion, we lose everything. Without passion, everything changes. Enthusiasm leaves routine taking its place in our lives. It was because of passion that Jeremiah preached in one time he was trial in the dungeon for prophecy what God had and told him, but that didn't take away his passion. In Acts 2:38, we see Peter
first year, the first message he preached, he don't preach like something normal. First year, he going with passion and day. You know what happened that day? And what we done do nothing. Peter preached, and the Bible say a lot of people received the Holy Ghost that day. 3,000 received the Holy Ghost. And later, 5,000 received the Holy Ghost. You know why? Because he preached with passion. He had passion for God. He had passion for tell the word. Apostle Paul is another man I can read on the Bible about him. When he, for sure, if I can imagine, when he preached, he don't preach like a normal service. For sure, people come from very far places to hear him, because when he preached with passion. And tonight I want to ask you, do you have a passion for God? Do you have that? Do you feel that? I don't want to lose this passion. Oh, Jesus. I can imagine Apostle Paul when he is in the Roman Empire, when he is under persecution. First year, nothing stop him because he has passion. Tonight, let me tell you, let me say this. We have the best example on the Bible about passion, and it's Jesus. From the beginning, he tried to save this world, and nobody want to listen to him. He don't need to take a body of flesh to come and try to save us. He don't need to come to this world and die it, because he is a king. He is the Lord. But he has passion for save us, for tell us, hey, I want to save you from the beginning up to now. He is the best example we have it. God gave it us passion. If you don't have a passion for God tonight, ask him to give it to you. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, give me more passion for you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's pray him a little bit. Oh God, give it us passion, Lord. Danos pasión, Señor, en esta noche. Oh God, we want to involve it on you. Hallelujah. If you see Jesus, he don't have to be in that cross. He don't have to die in that cross. Because he is a king. He is the Lord. But he want to show us. He want to tell us, hey, if I have a passion for save you, why you don't have a passion for live for me? Why you don't have a passion? When I tell you, hey, I have something for you. I want to give you the Holy Ghost. But in some time we forgot that Jesus do something for us. I want the musicians to come, please.
if you stand. Tonight, you can tell God where is your passion to live for Him. You can come and tell Him, Lord, I need you. You can express to Him how you're looking for. You can tell Him, God, I want to show my passion because you did it for me. Passion is something comforting you from your hurt. Passion is something change your life. Passion is something give you opportunity to go whatever you want to go. But tonight I don't come to talk to you about passion to try to get something out from God. I come to tell you about passion for God, for Jesus. Second Timothy verse 1, chapter 1, verse 6. Say, stir up the gift of God, in Spanish, say, the fire of the gift of God that is in you. That's what in Spanish say. Let me tell you, when you got passion, you can explode. You can do something different or something abnormal. But you have to have a passion for God. And tonight, you can express, God, where is your passion for Him? Or you just take Satan and don't do nothing. But I don't want to do that, because He showed me His passion for me. He showed me what He's doing for me, for my family, for my boys. For sure, if Peter don't preach that message with passion, nothing happened. Nothing happened. This altar is already open. If you want to express to God how you're looking for Him, how you tell Him, oh God, I need you. Oh Señor, en esta noche, mi Dios, yo necesito esa pasión. I need more than you, Lord. I need more. Esta noche yo te quiero decir, esa pasión la puedes obtener en este lugar. This passion you can have on this place. Jesus, He can fill you with the Holy Ghost tonight. Your life change. If you're looking for God tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's look Him for Him. Let's express Him. He is the best example we have. Maybe you don't have another opportunity to express Him, to look Him for Him. Tonight is the night.